शायद लोग में कि वेस्कुलाइटिस इज अ टाइप ऑफ अ स्मॉल वेसल वेस्कुलाइटिस विच इज़ एसोसिएटेड विद द प्रेजेंस ऑफ इम्यून कॉम्प्लेक्सेस. क्लिनिकल फीचर्स विल बी द सेम विद अ फ्यू एडिशनल फीचर्स ओनली. सो इन दिस द क्लिनिकली इट विल प्रेजेंट विद द फीचर्स ऑफ द पैल्पेबल परप्यूरा along with acrocyanosis, and if there is associated autoimmune disorders present, then the Raynaud's may also be present. Besides this, constitutional manifestations of fever, arthralgias, myalgias may be present as well. Besides this, there will be neurological involvement in which peripheral nerves is involved due to involvement of vasa nervosum and causing vasculitis. So there will be vasa nervosa vasculitis leading to peripheral nerve involvement, presenting with peripheral neuropathy, which is sensory motor neuropathy and mononeuritis multiplex. Along with that, there will be involvement of the kidneys, presenting with membranoproliferative glomerulonephritis and nephrotic range proteinuria. There may be involvement of the joints as well, presenting with arthralgias. So usually it presents in the adults, more commonly seen in the females, and the basic pathology is the deposition of immune complexes, mostly of the IgM type, which complex with the complements. So overall in the investigations we'll see that the cricrit levels will be raised along with the low C4 levels due to their complex formation and deposition in the various tissues. Besides that, an important association of cryoglobulinemic vasculitis is association with hepatitis, more with hepatitis C than with hepatitis B, also associated with HIV. Then all of the vasculitides are associated with the other autoimmune disorders along with the hematological malignancies, which are mainly of the B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And it is also associated with mixed cryoglobulinemia. Then in the histopathology, we will see the specific leukocytoclastic vasculitis, which is present in the dermis, may extend also into the subcutaneous tissue. Along with that, in the direct immunofluorescence, we'll see deposition of immune complex around the vessels, which will be of the IgM type of the immunoglobulin. In the investigations, as I mentioned, that we will do the cryocrit levels, which is a gold standard. Complement level will be low, the inflammatory markers will be raised. Viral markers may show the deposition, the presence of antibodies against hepatitis B, C or HIV. Urinalysis to see protein urea can be done, and biopsy of the skin lesions, which will show leukocytoclastic vasculitis. So the management of these lesions depending upon the underlying cause. If there is a concomitant hepatitis or HIV, then we are going to give antivirals. For specific vasculitis, we are only going to give systemic steroids along with the immunosuppressive treatment. If it is resistant, then we may even benefit from rituximab.